Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Seem pretty familiar with him because he doesn't really hide his association with this real wild plot that involves, you know, drinking the blood of children and things like that.
No, he doesn't hide it at all. And you have a lot of people who are in this world of QAnon who say, oh, they don't know what that is. They've never heard of it. They're just asking questions. With somebody like Jim Caviezel, he is openly embracing it. He's openly using its catchphrases and its concepts. He's speaking at QAnon conventions. And this film is being marketed to either specific QAnon believers or to people who believe all of the same tenets as QAnon, but claim they don't know what it is.
And The Sound of Freedom does focus on a real issue of sex trafficking. But that theme, it's sort of like that kernel of truth that feeds the QAnon conspiracy theory. Tell us how those two things work together.
Sure. And the most durable and the most believable conspiracy theories are not entirely false. There's something in them that is true and the rest of it is false. But the believers point to the one true thing and they say, oh, you don't believe that this particular thing is true. In terms of child trafficking, we know trafficking is real. We know it has real victims. No one is denying that. But these films are created out of moral panics. They're created out of bogus statistics. They're created out of fear. And with something like Sound of Freedom, it specifically is looking at QAnon concepts of these child trafficking rings that are run by the high-level elites and only people like Tim Ballard and only people like Jim Caviezel and by extension only people like the ticket buyer can help bring these trafficking rings down. So there's a very participatory element. You're not just going to see a movie, you're just killing 2 hours on a hot day. You are helping bring down these pedophile rings and save children. Now, it's not true, but it's a very comforting and it's a very warm feeling to have.
Hey, welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report Weekend Edition. I'm Doug Hagman. I want to thank everyone for their belief and trust in this platform. You know, I often say that this is not a podcast or broadcast. Look, I'm an investigator with a microphone in front of me, and we're investigators here with the support staff. And the reason I had that clip play, initially, is because early this morning, and I'm talking about well before sunrise, to the point where it would be in the middle of the night in the time zone in the U.S. where Shatter Ops, as well as Craig Sawyer, where they're working. And I got a phone call on the bat phone. Which is never a good. I shouldn't say never good. It's extremely important, and I was speaking with folks. I was speaking with Luke, who's been here on air again, shatterops.org, doing the same thing, like you heard about Sound of Freedom, the same thing as Ballard and his team. There's victim rescue. And when that ringer goes off at 5 a.m. and it's 2-3 a.m. elsewhere, it's something of importance. The reason I say all of this is because right now, Shatter Ops and Vets for Child Rescue, that they're working on a case, an extremely large child trafficking case. And I'm not going to give away the area of the country because I'm just not going to give away a lot of the details, except to say what I heard, okay, what I heard from this update today makes me want to drag both of those morons from CNN by the hair and kick their asses from here to Pittsburgh. All right. This does go on. When you've got, I'm going to say we, because we're part of this too. Eric the Tech is part of this. I'm part of this. Look, when our organization is out looking for grave sites where they've disposed of children that they've abused to death, when you can't find, this is so difficult to talk about, and I'm so tired, and I'm so tired of these morons who are turning their heads and saying, I don't want to, you know, oh, it's just a BS QAnon stuff. Okay, well, you know what? Come with us, moron. You don't have the balls, first of all. You don't have the balls, nor the brains. And you know, I'm just curious. I like to see your friggin' hard drive. I'm glad it's a weekend. I ask that the listeners and viewers please pray for Shatter Ops. Again, Shatter Ops, Russ's team, the late Russ Dizdar, the late great Russ Dizdar, his team. And some of the things I've seen with Russ when we were working together, and then of course his team, is just inexplicable on a natural realm. There is a level of evil in this country that is so pervasive that I can't describe it to you. And there are people out there who are covering up this evil. There are people out there who are perpetrating it. There's others who are facilitating and perpetrating. Some are just facilitating. Some are just not saying anything. And, of course, that's facilitating. And then you've got judges and lawyers, law firms on retainer. I'm telling you right now, the number of lawyers involved in protecting these cells of child sex trafficking groups. Say what you want about the way things are. I please go see The Sound of Freedom. Okay. Now I've got some concerns, but I've got some concerns. I'm just not going to say them. The Sound of Freedom, everything in that movie, that documentary, you've got to see it. But that's only half. I mean, if you can even fathom this, that's only half of how bad things are. Now, if I can find it, there's a clip that deals with the southern border. Don't forget, folks, it was Joe Biden who just recently said, we're going to stop matching the DNA between when you come across the border, or when you're found at the border with a child. It used to be, until Biden, when I say Biden, I'm talking about his handlers. It used to be where they would run DNA tests to make sure that, yes, that's your son, that's a relative of yours. And you would wait. You would be put up in a room. And if it took longer, you would be fed meals and given accommodations. But you would wait. That was under Donald Trump. And say what you will about Donald Trump, I don't care. But at least he was doing something about this. And Biden rips that off the table? Why? There's only one reason I can think of. And then... His Department of Justice, Merrick Garland, takes off the, I'll call it the tip line for child trafficking. These people need to meet Jesus face to face. Senate Republicans. Senate Republicans. Biden created the largest sex trafficking ring in U.S. history. The U.S. Senate Republicans launched a video this past Wednesday. I just want to make sure I got the date right here. And this is 7/13, so. Claiming that Joe Biden has created the largest child trafficking ring in U.S. history. The video quotes Republican senators at hearings expressing concerns about the extraordinary number of unaccompanied minors trafficked to and through the U.S. southern border. In one clip, U.S. Senator John Cornyn from Texas says Biden does not care about the 300,000 plus unaccompanied children that have been placed with sponsors since he became president. We've lost over 85,000 young minor children. That's how many, 85,000, that's how many young children are missing under Joe friggin' potato head, mashed potatoes, Biden. He's created the largest trafficking, child trafficking ring in history. He's utterly failed to secure the border. He's encouraged parents to send their minor alien children on dangerous trips to the U.S. unaccompanied. Of course, don't worry. They're giving rape kits out at the Darien Gap. So you don't have to worry about that. They failed to... what you voted in, if you're listening to this and you voted for that asshole, what you voted in, blood is on your hands. Their rapes are on your hands. And did that CNN, whatever that piece of crap was, the video that was made it points to 85,000 children who have gone missing because federal agencies tasked with caring for them can't account for where they are. Well, what the hell? You're given one job, right? After the children were smuggled in the U.S., the Biden administration released them to sponsors under the oversight of DHS. Oh, hey, Alejandro Mayorkas, impeach the bastard. And as far as I'm concerned, you know what? This is not going to stop. This is my opinion. Until we see bodies swinging from lampposts. Initial reports indicated that more than 45,000 children in just a few months were missing in early or by early 2022. Since then, the number has more than doubled. Unaccompanied minors using falsified papers have been working in meat processing plants. You know, if they're not into sex slavery, they're into labor. Prosecute the hell out of the people who are exploiting those children. You know, Josh Hawley from Missouri says he's written to the FBI. Oh, isn't that precious? Written to the FBI. Asking to find out where the 80,000 plus children are that this administration had lost. You know what? They don't know. Okay, it's all smoke and mirrors. It's a dog and pony show. All of this, whether it be the House Oversight or Judiciary Committee hearings, regardless, it's all a dog and pony show. You think anything's going to be done? You know who's going to be sitting as director of the FBI next year unless we, the people, do something about it? Christopher Wray. You know who's going to be sitting in diapers in the fake Oval Office a year from now? It's going to be Joe Robinette Biden, corn pop as a bad dude, my butt's been wiped Biden, and cackling knee pads Kamala. Meanwhile, these kids are in danger. They're in slavery. They're being exploited, and it should not happen in this country, and shame on us for allowing it to happen. And part of this... I'll be done with my rant, but part of this is also the transgender agenda. You've got doctors willing to cut off the genitalia of children. Okay, every single doctor that's willing to do that. Oh, but you asked for ivermectin. Oh, for gosh sakes, no, you can't do that. But to cut off little Johnny's penis, that's okay. Meanwhile, I've got there are people, about a half a dozen people, looking for the remains of the victims of these people that we're talking about, that CNN says don't exist, that Rolling Stone says don't exist, that these friggin' morons say don't exist. You go out there and you look and you find them. Oh, and then when you do, you find a prosecuting agency willing to say, oh yeah, this is part of a larger ring. It is. With me is Randy Taylor. Before I burst a blood vessel, Randy, how are you, sir?
Good. I've got the duct tape right here, sir. I'll send you some so you can wrap it around your head, because it sounds like you're going to explode. When it comes to kids, I'll tell you what, the gloves come off with me. It's just period. I cannot stand what's going on. And as he said, the people that are involved in this need to be strung up. They need to be hunted down. And I'll say it on the air. You need to be hunted down and killed.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Absolutely. I'm just going to tell you, if you're that kind of individual, that means you are without a heart and without a soul. You will be no loss to the human race. And heaven forbid you ever presented to me, you'll get no slack. I'll give you 10 seconds quietly to make it right with whoever you believe in, and then I'm sending you on your merry way. Because I'll tell you what.
You know.
And Doug knows me. You start on the children.
That's right.
I'll do the time.
I'm going to tell you, when I'm on the phone at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm
that's a hell of a wake up call, Doug.
And I'm hearing, a child, 7-8 year old child, raped to death. Okay, raped to death. Think about that. There are no words, and you've got two morons. One. I don't know what that pencil neck piece of crap on the right on CNN is saying, oh, it's all QAnon BS. This doesn't exist. Okay, you come with me for a day. You come with us for a couple of days.
The whole deal since this movie's been out, it's really pissed me off. Rolling Stone. Well, I couldn't believe what I was reading. And then I sat there and thought, you know what? I do believe that. They said Sound of Freedom is a superhero movie for dads with brain worms.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got that article right here.
And then started, I sent it to Eric, a snapshot of it. The way they said it says to me, then you're supporting child trafficking, which tells me that you got that, the idea to write that article, that editorial, from someone higher than you in your organization, who's probably some multimillionaire and hangs around with Hollywood jet sets and other millionaire criminals. And they're the ones that are guilty of this. When you see an organization like CNN go out of their way to shoot this movie down, now you really have to question about who owns CNN. How involved are they in this? People, normal people, a normal, rational person would not say a single thing bad about this movie. It's okay, Ranger. Daddy's wound up. No one would say a word. This isn't a left or right thing. This is not a partisan subject. This is everybody has children. Everybody stands at risk of their children being kidnapped And you know what you're saying on the border? Doug is just talking about what's coming in. How about what's going out?
Oh, yeah. You know
what I mean? I mean, the ones that are coming in stand, honestly, a better chance of possibly being saved, stumbled upon, discovered, and saved by, you know, a superhero dad with worm brains than what's leaving out of the country, down to the cartels, down sent further down in South America. I can tell you what's down there. It's nothing but garbage. And off to Europe. And you want to know why the U.S. and the senators and the congressmen are all upset about the Ukraine? Because that is a child trafficking hub. Ukraine, yeah. Don't think, oh, hot blondes, get away from Ukraine. Forget about that. We're talking about the children that are marketed through there. We're talking about the money that goes into accounts in Ukraine banks. I don't have a lick of mercy for the Ukraine. I don't care about the Ukraine. I hope Russia pounds them into nothing. I said it. Yeah, our arch enemy, the boogeyman, Russia. I'll tell you what, Putin's doing a better job of running that country than Joe Biden is of running the United States.
But Biden has sent a total of $72 million, or I'm sorry, $72 billion. $72 billion in aid in 78, pardon me, $78 billion. It's hard to remember certain numbers when you're hacked off.
They're staggering.
Okay, but now $42 billion is in military hardware, which they're finding in places like France during the revolt.
Yes, yes. And being handed to the people that are revolting in France.
Yes.
Now, so stop and think about that. The globalists are playing both ends of the game here. They're feeding their revolt, not to overthrow Macron, but because they want to create that. And we covered this, that strategy of tension. They're trying to create this around the world. Strategy of tension. We're fighting with everybody.
That's going to be the title of this show.
The strategy of tension.
Yep.
And that's exactly what's going on. People have got to see it for what it's worth. They stir this crap up. And if you go back and you check the history of Russia and you look at China, before they actually fell into communism, the bad guys were stirring up everybody against each other. Why? Because united we stand, divided we fall. Why do you think there's such a hard split between the left and the right? That's by the left's choice. They started it. And it was by design. They did it by design. Why? So we would fight. So there would be tension. Why? Hoping that people would look to the government for help. Well, the only ones that are looking to the government for help are these bastards on the left. The ones that support stuff like, you know, trashing this movie. Even if the movie sucked, you should still be absolutely saying good things about it because the message is clear. We have a problem, Houston. And this has been going on for a long time. The movie sat on the shelves with Disney for 5 years. How many children were lost in those 5 years before anybody even got a wake-up call? I was telling Eric before the show, I got to do this for me. But I left the military. I won't say where I was. And back then, when I got out of the military, I didn't like myself much. I did a lot of drugs. Yeah, I'm not the angel that everybody thought I was.
You see, they used to call that PTSD. It's now called PTSD. When you and I did things, okay, how we handle it. You went to a bar and you drank yourself silly. You went home, went to bed, and got up.
When I didn't know who I was anymore, it was time to go home.
Yep.
But I went somewhere someone asked me to meet them. I was picking up some drugs. And I went to a hotel room. And I walked in, and very pretty young lady there, and children. There had to be 8 or 10 kids in there. They were really young, 10, 11, 12. And I asked, you know, what's with the kids? And she was like, oh, no, no, they're runaways. And you know, we're trying to find their parents and all this. And my, this is 40 years ago, people. Not that it makes it right, you know, that I, but anyway, I left. And you know what? I never thought about that until about a month ago. And then I remembered that experience. I knew nothing of what was going on. That never even entered my mind that the killed children were being sold. And I was a man of the world by then. By the time I got out of the military, I was a seasoned man. You know, I knew a lot of things, but I didn't know anything about that. And that's really bothered me this last month, that I was standing in the room. I could have easily knocked the crap out of that chick, taken down the drug dealer easily, and got those kids out of there. And I didn't even know that they were in danger. That's going to torture me the rest of my life.
Well, it's one thing not to know. It's one thing to know, not do anything about it.
I know. It's something that really troubles me, though. And when I think about that, you know, and those you think about children like that, and then they're raped, they're murdered, they're tortured, or they're put into child labor.
Or their organs are harvested. And
that's huge. That part's huge, though.
Yeah, it is.
More than people know. And we got to do something about this, people. You got to get involved in this. That asshole in the White House is useless. Okay, he's a puppet for the globalist. Plain and simple. Just like Justin Trudeau, puppet for the globalist.
Just like Zelensky.
You got it. That guy. And if you want to know what's wrong with Zelensky. The guy started out with basically nothing as the president of Ukraine, and now he's worth close to $100 million. But where do you think that money came from? Uncle Sam put it in an envelope, sent it to him. Yeah. I mean, come on, people. We have got to quit financing evil. When we put the U.S. Congress, we put a thing up on the website last week when I was with Doug in the studio. We put a thing up on the screen, and it was U.S. congressmen. Their contact information, and U.S. Senate, and the contact information. Did you contact anybody? Did anybody dial in the emails that we put on the screen? Really simple. Did anybody do anything? That's what I want to know. I want to look it up yourself, folks. You know, I have to ask. Okay, we can't do it all. Doug can't do it. Eric can't do it. I can't do it. The other people in the organization can't do it. We got to have help. We need people to get involved.
And you know what? Thank you for saying that. You got to say something.
Damn it. And
let me ask you a question, okay? Now, thank you, sir. Because that was indeed. Look, if you missed it or went by too fast or whatever, it was a link in the show that we did. Look it up yourself and contact him yourself. You can find the number. You can and get on the phone. Okay? You can do that.
Just put all you got to punch into a search engine is Congress contact info. That's all. That's how I brought that thing up.
Yeah.
And we had it on the show and it's easy. Maybe we need to put it on the site or something, you know? I don't know. But all I'm saying is we don't put it up for shits and giggles.
No.
Okay, I should have already heard about this on Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, that the email servers in the U.S. Congress and Senate got slammed. I should have heard that.
Yeah.
You know why I didn't? Nobody emailed in.
Or
not enough. I know we have some faithful ones out there. Don't get me wrong. I'm not bitching at you. You know who you are, and God bless you, and we thank God for you. You're in the fight with us? Cool. But the people that just watch the show, and then the people that watch the show, and then complain. Knock it off. Just knock it off, okay? You know, you're, if you don't like the show, then don't watch it.
Exactly.
That's all I can say. This man, I stopped in and saw Doug last week over the fourth weekend, over the fourth. And I got to tell you, he's tired, folks. He's tired. He's beat up. He needs help. Yes. And when we ask you to do something simple like email congressmen, email senators, and tell them how you feel, If our listening audience, everybody just emailed one senator, we'd know about it on the news. Because you'd shut them down. We got a lot of listeners.
Or put up one of our shows, or you know, a FIA, the show from a FIA. Put that up, a link to that show. Yeah. Put it in front of people. They've got, you know, you might
if
say,
you're on Twitter. Yeah, if you're on Twitter, tweet out the show,
or Getter, or Truth. It doesn't matter. Do it. And by the way, you might
put it.
You might say, people might say, well, that's not going to do anything. Look, okay, one starfish on the beach, it makes a difference, that starfish. A FIA, for example, it would make a big difference there if that was resolved. So you've got it.
And God will bless you for doing these things.
Amen.
That's the part. Don't you want to bring in some blessings? We've had enough. We've been beat up enough. Let's bring in some blessings. Do something really good, okay? Forget making popcorn. Sit down and email a congressman. Tell him how you feel. And you know what? Tomorrow, email him again. Email him until he texts you back, and his staff says, "Please stop." If you're at a Twitter account, you guys should be putting these shows out, these Hagman shows, out on Twitter. I don't see it anywhere. I know I put them on Twitter. That's one of the reasons I go to Twitter, is to support this show. Folks, we need your help. We have so many things on the burner that we're doing. And then there's things we want to do, but we can't because we're strapped.
Yeah, and I'm still shadow banned on Twitter. I don't know what the deal is there.
Yeah, I know. I you know who I rely on is the people that grab it and retweet it. That's the only way I get out. They got us. Doug and I are like in some closet, stuffed away somewhere, because they definitely don't want us getting the message out. And people, listen, this child trafficking, this is something that Craig Sawyer fella, let me tell you something. I respect that man. And I'll tell you why I respect him. His daughter. They did some things to his daughter. Somebody grabbed her and some things happened. And that guy, I'll tell you right now, could punch his fist through a door. Dunk. Easy. His arms are like my legs. Okay. That man restrained himself. And went through the legal system. And he did it through the legal system.
And you know, we had one puke, one vomit, one piece of crap by the name of Daniel John Lee, call him a satanic pedophile, and had the nerve. Okay, that fat piece of crap couldn't walk across the room without, you know, breaking wind. Okay, and he had the audacity to call Craig Sawyer a satanic pedophile. He had the audacity to call me a pedophile. He had the audacity to call the late great Russ Dizdar a pedophile. And by the way, hey, if you're watching this, Daniel John Lee, I think you owe us, I don't know, what is it, $4.5 million in damages. We're still waiting on that, Daniel John Lee. All right.
And for someone to strike out at guys like you and Craig Sawyer, that tells me that they're the epitome of evil. That tells me that they're either they know people in this and are supporting them, or they're involved in it themselves. Because some regular Joe off the street that saw any of this and heard any of this would not knock the people fighting it. So as soon as this fat son of a gun decided to speak up like that, tells we know everything we need to know about him.
And
shame on him. He will pay the price one day. He will meet his maker. And he will answer for it.
But he's too busy out preaching on preaching the gospel. That's what I'm hearing. He's out. I don't know. I don't know.
What gospel would that be, sir?
What gospel would that be? Brother, I don't know.
I don't know. We've bitched a lot here today. Well, let's watch some movies, some videos here. Doug's got some videos lined up. We kind of got off track, but when you talk about the kids, when you talk about the kids, our time is their time.
You're right, and thank you. Where the heck did I point him?
God bless you for what you've done in the fight against human trafficking.
Oh, we ain't done yet, brother.
Oh, I know, but God bless you, brother.
All right. Well, thank you. Yesterday, the Judiciary Committee, for, you know, and that's another thing, Randy Taylor, I'm hearing a lot of peeing and moaning and a lot of dressing down, a lot of angry letters going back and forth, but I'm not seeing much action. But, okay, let's go to clip one real quick. Ray has no idea how many times the FBI used illegal FISA queries to surveil Americans. Folks, you think that what you say is private? You think what you do is private? You think your banking's private? You think anything's private? Nothing's private.
No.
But okay, and I submit this to all of us for pure entertainment value, because there's not a damn thing anyone is going to do about it. But here it is, clip one. Watch this.
I'm sitting here with my father. I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father. Sounds like a shakedown, doesn't it, Director?
I'm not going to get into commenting on that.
You seem deeply uncurious about it, don't you? Almost suspiciously uncurious. Are you protecting the Bidens?
Absolutely not. The FBI
You won't answer the question about whether or not that's a shakedown, and everybody knows why you won't answer it. Because to the millions of people who will see this, they know it is. And your inability to acknowledge that is deeply revealing about you. But how many illegal FISA queries have occurred under your leadership of the FBI?
Yeah, how many?
Well, there are reports that have come out with different numbers about compliance incidents.
More than a million illegal ones? Because that's what the Inspector General said. The Inspector General said that in the 3.4 million of these queries, more than a million were in error. Do you have any basis to disagree with that assessment by the Inspector General?
I'm not sure. Actually, that's a correct characterization of the Inspector General's findings on that.
Well, the Internet will remind you of that in moments. But let's now go to what the court said. The court said it was over 200,000 that have occurred on your watch. Do you have any basis to disagree with that assessment?
Again, I don't have the numbers. I sit here right now. What I can
seems like a number you should know. How many times the FBI is breaking the law under your watch?
Yeah. And then the FBI actually had the guts to come out and defend themselves over the, you know what I mean? I'm sitting here and I listen to it and I'm like, and then you see, you know, far left columnists and these people defending the FBI. You talk about what a great organization is. I'm like, are you living in the same country that we're living in? Are you reading the same news? Is your head so far up your butt that you can't see the two-tier justice system in this country? The FBI is a joke. I'll tell you right now, whatever president gets in there that's GOP, I would be completely cool with. And I'd work for free. Okay? To go in there and absolutely dismantle the FBI.
Yep. That's what needs to happen.
Dismantle every one of them out. Start the rehiring process from zero. And people are like, oh, man, we couldn't do that. We couldn't live without the FBI. Well, sorry, you've been living without the FBI. They're not working. Well, no, they're not working on your. But they're not working on your behalf. Yeah,
there you go.
That's the point I'm trying to make. They're there, but you wouldn't miss them.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because they're hammering the right. This, folks, is a fight between good and evil. That's it. Good and evil. You want? I'm gonna break it down for you. Good, evil. It's that simple. Okay. FBI is not on the good side.
And by the way,
they're
to
not
what you
even
said,
in the middle.
To what you said about good and evil, we're in your comments saying, "Well, God said it's going to be this way in the last days." That doesn't mean you sit on your ass and don't do anything.
So the complacent Christian is going to sit down and actually type a message saying that, or send an email saying that. But they won't send an email to the House of Representatives or to the Senate and complain. Don't send me the email. I'll hurt your feelings. That's the crap that blows my mind. Is I go and I'll read comments in different places slamming the Hagman report, and I'm like, excuse me? You took the time to listen to the show, so you could slam them, but you won't take the time to click on a link, get an email address for a congressman or senator that's it, something to do with where you live, and rip them a new one by email. Are you afraid? What is it? I need to know. Are you afraid? Exactly. Are you afraid? Or do you simply not care? Do you have something better to do with your time than worry about where the country's going and what's happening in this country? Ladies and gentlemen, we're this far from not having a country.
That's right.
And that's no joke. Well, Reagan said something about that, that in 10 years, we could lose everything.
Well, he said freedom is always one generation away.
There you go.
And there we are. We're there. The enemy is in the gates. And the enemy is out.
They're inside. You're right, Doug. They're already in the gate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We're sitting back here trying to pick them off one by one. But they're coming in droves.
I mean, when you can have, Randy Taylor, your work in investigative work, when you can have really a lay down kind of investigation where you've got the transcript saying, hey, you know, pay up or suffer the wrath of my father, basically, meaning the big guy, meaning, you know, Corn Pop's buddy, right?
Meaning Joe the guy Biden. Sitting behind him. That knows nothing about his son's business. That guy.
Right. But when you can have that evidence and not do anything about it.
Yeah. And not even want to answer a question about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't answer that question. Oh, no.
And people. So don't think you have an FBI that's doing anything for us. Patriots and Christians. They hate us.
And here, this next clip is going to show you just how incredibly adept at investigation they are at investigating crimes. Okay, this is probably this is their best work ever. Okay,
we've seen some work.
I mean, I commend them for their efforts, and I am so glad this case is closed. Wait a minute. Well, let's show the clip. This is clip number 2 in the show notes. Here it is.
Interview with Assistant Director Stephen Duantuano. Chairman Jordan and I sent you a letter a month ago. Some of the information that we found in that interview was that phone data that could have helped to identify the pipe bomber was corrupted, was unusable. He also wasn't sure who found or how the second bomb was found at the DNC. Do you know how the second bomb was found at the DNC? And when do you plan on answering our letter?
Well, as to the letter, I will work with the department to make sure we can figure out what information we can provide. As you know, this is a very active, ongoing investigation, and there are some restrictions on that. But
we can handle classified information, and we fund your department, and so you need to provide that.
It's not an issue of classification. It's an issue of commenting on ongoing criminal investigations, which is something that by longstanding department policy we are restricted in doing. And in fact, the last administration actually strengthened those policies partly.
That's not our policy, though, and we fund you. So let's move on. Do you know how the second pipe bomb? Can you tell us how the second pipe bomb was found at the DNC?
Again, I'm not going to get into that here.
900 days ago is when this happened, and you said you had total confidence we'd apprehend the subject.
There's no video with that, I guess. All right. There was video.
That's why I didn't answer the question, Doug, because there was no video.
Well, he showed a video. I guess that was the abbreviated clip. I had a longer one. There was a video that showed how that pipe bomb was found. And Randy Taylor, you know this. I mean, if Who is the primary suspect? And I'm just saying this, okay? If somebody happens to find a dead body. The detectives come. Who's the primary suspect? Who is on a list of suspects? Suspect number one that you have to deal with when if somebody finds a dead body or a pipe bomb. It's the person that found the dead body or pipe bomb. Okay,
right.
Yeah,
right.
Simple as that.
Want to eliminate that before you pursue anything else?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's 101, right? 900 days later, they can't even comment because, well, it's an ongoing investigation. And how convenient! I want to see if we can get that video. I don't even know what. The video was shown yesterday during the. I watched the entire. I must be a masochist because I watched the entire hearings. Okay, every minute of it, and they showed that video. It was a bizarre. The whole thing was bizarre. Plus, the FBI screwed with the time on the tape.
And this is supposed to be the top law enforcement agency in our country.
Yeah.
This is the people that are supposedly protecting us.
Unbelievable.
Think about that. Think about that.
You know, and again, what's going to come of this?
Well, that's the problem. That's been the problem. It's like you go back to the election scandal.
That's right.
The evidence is there. It's overwhelming evidence. There's tons of video. Videos do not lie. And they still do nothing. They still have not. You know what? There should be so many people in jail for election fraud. So many. The whole election, the whole thing should have been revamped. You should have to show ID, picture ID when there's an election. There should be no such thing as mail-in stuff or driving in with your car and dropping it off. None of that. And the election, all my life, election day was one day.
Yeah.
One day. Not a week. It's not election week. It doesn't say election week.
And before machines, we had the results that same day.
Yeah. Amazingly.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess Common Core math isn't that great, but go on.
And another big injustice was someone getting sued. This Dominion, they end up getting dragged into court over this, and they win.
Oh, and now they're suing. I mean, they sue everybody who mentions the name Dominion.
Yeah, so it's like what? People, there's a two-tier justice system here. Listen. Look up your congressmen, look up your senators, and start sending emails. We're not asking you to pick up a rifle and go out in front of your house and defend anything. We're asking you to send an email, a couple emails.
Or a phone call, or both.
A phone call.
But be nice.
That would be fantastic. And you know what? You can get your point across. An email. You just type out what you're unhappy about. Make them aware. Make them nervous. Make them sweat. Because they think, apparently, they're doing a good job. We need to burst that bubble and tell them, no, you're not doing a good job. You suck at what you do. You are not representing the people. Because they're not. They're not representing anybody I know. They're representing the hard left. They're representing the garbage that runs the media. They're representing the pedophiles in Hollywood and in big business.
Yep.
They're certainly not representing God-fearing, patriotic men and women of the United States. They're not. Look around. We wouldn't be having this discussion if they were doing their job. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you again, we need your support. I have a very simple way to support the Hagman Report. Buy a bag of coffee. Go to the main page. Go to the main page. There's a little left menu thing up in the corner on the left-hand side. It's like three bars. Click on that. When that opens up, go all the way down to more. Kick that open. At that point, you will see where you can buy the coffee. Okay, it's that simple. In fact, I'm going to do that right here.
Oh, it's at the top of the website, too. Yeah.
No, okay. But anyway, that's a real simple way for using the menu. Click more, and then you're going to see Hagman Coffee. And I'm going to tell you, you're helping the Hagman Report, but also a portion of this money goes to helping children. Doug can explain that better.
Yeah.
A portion of it. You know, there's three different tastes here, three different styles. This is the one, because I'm a pansy and a bad heart, so I've got to take the lightweight stuff. Doug, he's hardcore. He goes with Detective's Choice. This stuff, if you like coffees like Death Wish coffee and all, this is your coffee. This is good coffee.
It's great. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the middle one, the Patriot Blend. But ladies and gentlemen, help yourself. You're doing something for yourself. You're not just giving money away. Go there, pick up a few bags of coffee, buy one for a friend. You know, there's a lot of ways to do that, but it helps support this program and what we're doing, and we need your help. And the ones that are supporting us, God bless you. For those people that walk out and take a little $5 bill, wrap it up in a piece of paper, and fill out the information, which is on the website, Doug Hagman. Okay, or put down Hagman Report, Hagman Investigative Services, okay, and just put it in the post office box. Send it. You don't have to put a return address if you don't want to. Stick a note inside. That way nobody can read what you got
written. But I do read all mail.
He reads every one of them. This guy, I went there, you wouldn't believe the boxes of mail that he's already read. And he still has, because he goes back and rereads some of this.
Oh, yeah. It's
I was blown away. I just, ladies and gentlemen, we love you. And if that isn't, if our presence here on the show doesn't tell you that, I'm telling you, we love you. We do this for you. We do this for your kids. We don't want one of your children snatched. I don't know. And if we can stop any of these pedophiles, any of them, we will. We'll stop them in their tracks.
Believe me.
But please support us. We have things we have to do. We are running out of time. Okay? The globalists have us on an agenda. They want everything in the bag by 2030. We don't have till 2030. That's when they want the operations to end, and we're already imprisoned and living in 15-minute cities and eating crickets because Bill Gates bought up all the farmland in the country. By the way, he's the biggest landowner in the United States. He owns over 275,000 acres of farmland. But I mean, think about that. 275,000 acres of fertile farmland. Wow, that's a lot of farmland for a guy that doesn't believe in CO2 emissions. Well, you know, you remember when he had Microsoft, what he wanted and what he did, and the reason he was powerful is he made a deal where every computer sold would have that platform in it, the Windows platform. He had them by the short hairs. He's trying to do it with the food supply. And if you think I'm lying, you need to start reading. We're in dangerous times, people. And this, listen, here's good news. In the Netherlands, the prime minister that's been pushing the immigration to get the farmers to seize their farms and build multifamily dwellings on the farmland, over 3,000 farms. That prime minister has resigned. Yeah. That's called progress, people. Okay? Get on the news. Start reading. It's hard to find. Get into your search engines. I'm telling you, there's people fighting out there for their very lives. And we're going to be there very shortly. Support those people in the Netherlands, those farmers over there.
Yes.
And we are going to feel it. When those farmers 100% have lost that land, you're going to feel it on the food supply on your grocery shelf. I don't care where you shop. I don't care where you are in the United States. You will feel that because we import tons of food from the Netherlands.
And do yourself a favor, buy local from local farms if you can.
Yes.
Beef from local farms. Yep. Don't buy modified stuff from the grocery store.
Doug, did you see where Gates has got that it's meat that he made?
Oh yeah, lab grown meat. Some of that is made off of cancer cells. Some of it, not all of it.
I saw it. It looked like something I would clean off my windshield.
And I saw it in the store. I'm not sure if it was a Gates brand, but I saw it in the store.
Well, yeah. I just, you know, these people are sick. They're sick. Trying to tell us that on a take a farm, and let's say it's got cattle on it and some sheep and a couple goats. Okay, you know what a typical farm looks like. They're not huge, but it's growing miles and miles of food. It's got a little bit of cattle and all that. And you're going to tell me that the cow farts and the goat farts outweigh the food production? That's what these asses are. That's what they're trying to convince you of. Use your head. People are going to die a whole lot sooner from hunger than they will from a cow fart and CO2 emissions. Okay? And the people that are crying about CO2 emissions flew there in a jet to get in front of a microphone and bellyache about CO2 emissions. John Kerry.
Oh my gosh.
Did you read that? Oh my God, in the Ukraine, septic tanks are being blown up. I was sitting there and I'm reading this. I'm going, and you were our Secretary of State at one point. Somebody needs to slap the pee out of that man.
You know, that man. You're right. I mean.
He makes my skin crawl.
Wait, which is worse? People like that. Now, see, you wouldn't. Okay. You wouldn't have people like that without a market for people like that, right?
Or a government driving the agenda behind these jackasses. This all comes back to this World Economic Forum.
Right.
They want to take what you own. It goes to the government. Think about it. You heard about it in Germany for years. You notice you don't really hear about that anymore, about immigrants that came into Germany and the German government took German citizens, kicked them out of their houses and their businesses and just moved the immigrants in.
Yeah.
Took people's homes.
Yep.
Took their homes. They worked all their life for their home, finally get it paid off. And the German government, which might as well be the Nazi government, comes in, yanks you out of your house and gives your house to 15 immigrants. What kind of crap is that? You think it's not coming? They'll start with, I'm telling you, it'll start in the cities first, and then you can't run from this, people. People go, well, I live out in the country or whatever. Then you're isolated, baby.
And Attorney Tom Renz spoke with my good friend Brendan House, I think it was 2 days ago, 3 days ago, whatever it was. The programmable currency, folks, look, they're going to use that, okay, to make sure we can't pay our property taxes or ding us, ding our accounts. Essentially, that's going to be the vehicle, one of the vehicles that's going to make sure we own nothing. And
digital ID on humans is coming.
Oh,
somebody who gave it away up in Canada, Pierre Poilievre, he's a conservative leader. He'll be the one that gets Justin Trudeau out of office. But he said he was having a town hall over the last few days, and he said there will be no digital IDs put on persons in Canada if he's the prime minister. Stop and think about what he said. Okay? Nobody's brought that up. And he said no one in the government, in any of the provinces or anything, no one will be allowed to have anything to do with the World Economic Forum. He called him out, God bless him.
Man.
Because he went and visited him a few years back. And he looked at it and he said, I don't want anything to do with this.
And really, anyone from the U.S., any WEF or from the U.S., don't belong here, or they need to be out of office if they're in office, or they need to be put someplace where they can't hurt other people.
That guy, Klaus Schwab, he's 85 years old, apparently. His health is getting bad. I thank God for that.
But there's okay? 10 behind.
That guy, you got it. He has so many minions behind him, and people in government, and people that you know and that we know. And I know when you look in Canada, I can give you probably 10 people for sure that are in the World Economic Forum and think it's the greatest thing in the world. It is death coming to us.
Randy Taylor, thank you so much, man.
I know. Sorry about the ranting and raving. But yeah, these maybe, people just get too. Us wound.
God bless you, my friend.
God bless you, brother.
That'll do it. HagmanPI.com. God bless. Good night.